Works like a bunch of big kids. Cleet said, We brought 50 in this batch. We hope we can come up with 20 reliables out of those. If everything goes right, we'll start work on some really big stuff. Boy, will the towns be surprised. I could imagine what these new fireballs would do to men's bodies, but I suspected that scything through legions was not their purpose, and my suspicion was confirmed next afternoon. Lady herself came to inspect the 26 pieces the brothers had found acceptable. The woman seemed emotionally drained, yet did show a bounce that said part of her life was going well. She and the old man were finding free moments to be something other than captain and lieutenant. I was pleased for them.
Excellent, she said,
after she watched every accepted tube smite Overlook's wall at least once.
What about the crow-specific light arms?
You see any crows? Longo asked.
We got a picket line out. They don't even get close.
Good. Prime all of these things with full loads. I'm going to try my own experiment.
Hagop told me,
We're in the chips. We done come out with 6 more than we even hoped. And half the others are good enough we can use them up close, a mile or less. We'll kick us some ass big time.
The whole gang were as thrilled as kids with new toys, and Lady was the worst. She bounced around like she was 15 again. The troop shuffled the tables around, began packing tools and loading wagons. Loftus, Longinus, and Otto kept chuckling about something. I glanced around. I did not like the portents. Even Lady had the look. The look that always showed up on One Eye and or Goblin when they were going to pull a stunt the rest of us might regret.
Just hang on here, everybody, I yelled, trying to be the responsible one. I don't know what you're up to, but this was my fief.
A bunch of them, including Lady, the brothers, Otto, and Hagop, all got behind the tables. They started wisecracking as they sighted down the lengths of fully loaded heavyweight poles.
Don't even think about it, I growled.
My in-laws hovered behind me, silently, not understanding anything being said, but clear on the fact that yesterday and today added up to something significant, something beyond the obvious.
Don't do it, I begged.
22 bamboo tubes discharged within seconds of one another. The villains all watched the orange fireballs streak north-northwest, straight into the area where that storm of crows had exploded in my imagination. It was not my imagination this time. Catcher's hideout had to be more than 10 miles away. It did not take the fireballs 10 seconds to get there. Maybe not 5. I was too shaken to be a good judge of time's passage. Fire and smoke and shit flew 0.5 mile high. Now the whole gang went bugfuck. Every one of them, Lady too, put fireballs into the air in streams of 4 and 5. The distant woods began to boil. Even from so far away, I could make out gigantic trees being hurled 1,000 feet into the air. I recalled some trees there being twice as thick as I was tall. They twisted through the sky like scythes of fire. A firestorm took life below. It hurled flames and smoke heavenward like an angry volcano. It was a day when a lot of crows died. I'm sure it was a day when Soulcatcher found not one reason to laugh. Chapter 88